listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth Program for today, Monday the 3rd of March, 2025. And I am going to be your host, Rick Rodriguez. And I am thinking about a verse in Proverbs 30:15. I know that you're wondering, okay, what does this have to do with the program? Well, the verse is this. The horse leech has two daughters. These daughters go through the streets, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yes, four. things that say it is not enough. And the horse leech, I'm sorry. I don't want to bring, well, the horse leech, Vladimir Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, he runs through the streets of the nations of the world. Give, give. He, after the meltdown, after the Oval Office massacre Friday, he runs back to Europe. Give, give. And I think they're going to give him $2.5 billion. He runs to his friends. British Prime Minister, the Scholz of Germany, Macron, who points to his wife and says, "You're the man, Macron, Emmanuel." Give, give, the horse leech, give, give. The horse leech, before he talked to Donald Trump, he met with the rhinos, Lindsey Graham. I'm looking for the article. And I can't find it, of course. But he meets with three or four rhino, not only rhinos, but Democrat politicians before the meeting with Trump. They're assuring him they're going to give him, you know, feed for the horse. Oats and barley, grains, corn. But especially the dollar. They're going to give him dollars. Then he meets with Trump. And the world gets to see who he is. He's the horse leech. Give, give. And he's continued after Sunday's get-together with some of the European leaders, even later the night, later that day and Friday. On Saturday and Sunday, he's still going through the countryside. Give, give. The horse leech has two daughters. Going through the city. Give, give. There's this talk of, I know many in the Patriot Movement, and in the Patriot Movement is really a disaster. It was initially somewhat a pure movement. It's become a real disaster. It has been infiltrated by strange people. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look different, like Jim Morrison would say. Talk of World War III. I'm going to tell you now, for this audience, there won't be... Russia is not going to nuke the United States of America. America is not going to be nuked. In the far future, meaning like 9 years out, yes, at that time, America will be completely destroyed as a nation, a society, as a world power. But right at seven and a half years before America is destroyed, Russia, as a world power, will end. America is not going to be nuked. There won't be nuke. The European nations won't be nuked. They're going to be bombed in the near future. They're going to be bombed. There's going to be war. Russia is going to be destroyed. Turkey's armies will be destroyed. But America, this threat of nuclear war, no. No, it's not going to happen. So I wanted to begin with Zelensky. Zelensky is a, he's going to be protected. He's being protected because he is an asset of the military-industrial complex. He's an asset. He is a spigot for funds flowing from the government into military programs which flow to Ukraine. He, Ukraine is a spigot, is a receptacle for future finances from this government to corporations to rebuild and modernize Ukraine. The territory that Russia presently has once again taken over, that control, that Russia controls, in the negotiations in the future, I doubt those properties are going to go back to Ukraine as we understand Ukraine. What Russia has already taken to protect the people in the area to the eastern side of Ukraine, which are Russian peoples, Russia is going to protect these civilians, these citizens. And with the horse leech, he's going to, till his dying day, he's going to beg for more money shamelessly. No shame, none at all. There is no conscience. There's no shame with him. Zelensky is, again, I think he's been MK Ultra'd by the CIA in conjunction with the Nazi movement that has existed in Ukraine since World War II. Nazism has not disappeared from off the face of the earth. It is alive and well. And Zelensky, if I'm correct, many of the people in the United States government he's visiting are also Nazi or members of the Fourth Reich. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that, and then they emulate that.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com.
Run in the shadows. Damn your love, damn your life.
Okay, to continue. We're not going to be nuked. Europe is not going to be nuked. There will be Armageddon. The threat in American media, in the far left media, the threat is Russia. No, not the threat. China. China is the threat. Also, Islam. This is the big threat. Russia is not the threat. The threat in the Middle East is presently the new caliphate in Syria, which is going to be taken out by Israel. The center of the terrorist activity in Beirut. Beirut is going to be destroyed. It's going to be a leveled flat. Last week, America sent two of these massive bombs, what they call them, Hellfire missiles, Hellfire bombs. I think they have on each weapon, there's a name. Northern Damascus, the other name, Southern Damascus. China and Islam are the enemies of the United States, not Russia. Vladimir Putin is attempting the impossible. He's attempting to bring about, or he's attempting to quench the hatred. No, I'm going to phrase it in another way. There's an agenda by previous administrations going back to Roosevelt to destroy Russia. Even further than that, to the time of Teddy Roosevelt, the Bolshevik Revolution. This plan, an objective, has never died. There's no demise to that objective. No matter what, the Rockefeller machine is going to continue to push for the destruction of Russia. Part of the Rockefeller machine, two sister chapters of Pilgrim Society in the West, New York City, in the East, in Europe, City of London. They've always looked at Ukraine and Russia as a potential basket of wealth and riches and minerals in the soil. And Donald Trump has made it clear that with Zelensky last Friday, the objective to sit down, time to pay back, but the horse leech will not pay his debts. The horse leech only takes, takes, and takes. The horse leech never repays. But the reason for the meeting was to sign an agreement that America would once again begin to be paid through minerals, through rare earth minerals, and that's how we would, you know, profit as a country. Zelensky, there's no way. The European countries, no. The wealth of Russia in the land and Ukraine in the soil belongs to the royals of Europe. And they're not going to let Donald Trump come and take their stash. I'm speaking to you as a man on the street, so to speak. We see it through the eyes of the media one way, but that's one way to look at it. Russia has always been, it is the, without the ruling and controlling Russia, you cannot control and rule the world. The Rockefeller family, they know this. If you rule, if you can rule Russia, if you are centered in Russia, China is no threat. The military-industrial complex knows the only way to defeat China is to take Ukraine and sneak into Russia. This will eliminate Xi Jinping's objective of world hegemony. You know, I'm going to read a quick article, if I can find it. And I will find it. It's important. I've been hanging on to this forever, hoping at some time it would be relevant. I'm rifling through all these papers. And I'm going to find this article. This is China's attitude toward the U.S. Well, I got to find it. It's got to be here. And wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you know? I can't find it. So I'll come back to it. But anyhow, over the weekend, we made the decision to no longer fund NATO. This is a stake in the heart to the nations in Europe. There's no way they can solo defend themselves against Russia should Russia decide to pay back. No way. Without America, without the help of empire, they don't have a choice. They don't have a chance. And we're not going to fund NATO any longer. There's going to come a time when we're probably not going to fund the UN also either. Then, with Zelensky, now today I see that he is ready to negotiate. He wants to do a deal. With what's going to be tied into the deal for the rare earth minerals is that the United States swears to protect and fund the military machine in Europe, in NATO, and continue to fund it. We'll give you a marble. You give us a crystal ball. The difference. They want the marble of giants that what was the guy's name in Goliath? Goliath, he played marbles with a bowling ball. And we play marbles with a little 3/8 of an inch piece of glass. So we're going to pay bigly, and he's going to give us, I mean, with this matter of developing the mineral, the going in to use to have access to these rare earth minerals, you're talking 15, 8, 20 years in the future before we really can begin to benefit from the minerals in that area. You don't just go in and t- take the dirt and bring it back to the U.S. on ship. No, you build plants, you build, you know, you engineer everything so that you can refine it there. And then once you have it, then you can use it here. Zelensky is, he is a, I think he's been part of Nazi mind control from the time he was little. I think he didn't just happen to come into, he didn't just appear. Was the Obama administration and Victoria Nuland, were they grooming this individual? I believe so. And the United States has made a decision on Sunday. We're pulling out 20,000 troops from NATO. This came out yesterday with Hal Turner radio show. Reports coming in on Sunday afternoon stating U.S. Army is withdrawing its contingent serving in support of NATO forces from Europe. 20,000 people withdrawn. He's trying to verify it. I think he will. Now, I'm going to leave Zelensky, spend enough time with him, and with the in Israel has been given a green light to stay in Lebanon indefinitely. Israel, according to antiwar.com, Israeli defense minister, this is huge. We need to pay attention to it. This is the indicator that now this present administration is totally behind Netanyahu doing what is necessary to end the conflict in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Syria, Lebanon, in the vicinity. Israel's decision to continue to occupy in the southern Lebanon beyond the February 18th deadline came without a lot of official comment from the United States, according to Israeli Defense Minister Katz. The U.S. is backing the continued occupation of 5 surveillance posts inside southern Lebanon. The United States never directly confirmed that. However, Israel remains in Lebanon without official U.S. comment. The ceasefire ending the Israeli invasion of Lebanon was meant to provide a 60-day window for Israeli withdrawal, which would have ended the 26th of January, but a little over a week ago. The U.S. guaranteed that Israel would be out by then, but then later endorsed extending the deadline to the 18th of February. So it's been extended. Israel's not leaving. And this is going to make the anti-Semitic individuals in our government, Europe, in the land of America, it's going to make them, they're going to be, their heads are going to explode again.
Ma, is this how you feed a hamster?
I think so.
Is my homework right?
I think so.
Is this milk still good?
I think so.
When it comes to parenting, sometimes it's okay to think you know. But when it's something as important as your child's car seat, don't just think. No. Double check if your child is in the right seat for their age and size. It'll help protect them in a car crash. Don't just think. No. By visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification and the removal of everything that God has not started and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Through the grapevine, we always hear everything, not through mainstream media, but through the alternative grapevine. I did find an article, and I lost the article I wanted to read. Where did it go? Oh my goodness. I can't believe this. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of stuff. Where did it go? It was about China. Buried underneath one of the top pages. Russia's not the problem with the industrial complex. China's not the problem. The Rockefeller family, the foundations, the grip of the family, they think they have China in their hand and working with China. They don't realize they created a Frankenstein in a type, and Frankenstein is not their friend. They're going to be unfriended. They are being unfriended by China presently. this is my, on X, Tony Saruga. Communist Party of China appears determined to kill every person in the United States. Quarter of a century ago, General Chi Haotian, China's defense minister and vice chairman of CCP's Central Military Commission, reportedly gave a secret speech advocating the extermination of Americans. Quote, "It is indeed brutal to kill 1 or 200 million Americans," he said, "but that is the only path that will secure a Chinese century, a century in which the Communist Party leads the world." Xi's plan was to use disease to clear out the vast spaces of North America so the Chinese people could settle in the areas left behind that are uninhabited. China's the enemy. Russia, right now, is to some degree a protection for the United States from China. While we're focused on Russia, China is expanding. China is using the conflict that we're involved in Ukraine. The focus is on Ukraine, focuses on the Middle East, focuses on politics in the United States. And China is busy. Going back to Israel, this was yesterday. Israel has halted aid to Gaza. Israel has halted all humanitarian aid to Gaza, citing a refusal by the militant group Hamas to extend phase one of an internationally brokered ceasefire deal that expired on Saturday. Quote, "With the conclusion of the first stage of the hostage deal in light of Hamas's refusal to accept the Witkoff framework for the continuation of the talks, to which Israel agreed, Prime Minister Netanyahu decided, as of this morning, entry of all goods and supplies to the Gaza Strip will be halted." And this is Netanyahu once again declaring or stating, not just to the people in Gaza, but he's making it clear to the terrorists in the surrounding areas, including the West Bank, Israel, the objective is to do what is necessary, take necessary steps to end the conflict and to get the whole world involved, to have the whole world watch what Israel is going to do. He's inviting it. According to the public broadcaster KAN, Israel believes that enough aid has entered the enclave in recent weeks to sustain Hamas for months. According to Witkoff framework for a proposal by the United States, states that the truce should be prolonged during the Ramadan and Passover holiday period through April. Now remember, the millions or the hundreds of thousands of tons of aid that has gone into Hamas for the last year plus, much of that has never been distributed. They have enough in that area in southern Lebanon right now. Those people can live comfortably for half a year. But will the terrorists allow the citizens to will they allow access to that aid? I doubt it. Hamas rejected the plan on Saturday, urging Israel to move forward with the second phase instead. Brokered by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, the ceasefire deal is to encompass three phases, each phase lasting 42 days. This war is just beginning in the Middle East. It's just beginning. Now, there's another war, which I know with the Christian audience, with the religious audience, this was out of Breitbart. I didn't get to it last week. About 2 weeks ago, there was an article, Catholic bishops sue Trump for cutting migrant welfare funding. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops sued the Trump administration Wednesday over the loss of tens of millions of federal funding for its services for illegal immigrants. And I will be back with this. There's another war about to take place with the Catholic Church. I'll be back.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I should mention weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. There's going to be war with the Catholic Church and the government. And our government. The religious wars against the churches of God are going to come. The Catholic Conference of Catholic Bishops, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, sued that. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the clock, and I am trying to hustle, and I get in trouble. I need to stop looking at this minutes. For decades, the United States government has chosen to admit refugees and outsourced its statutory responsibility to provide those refugees with resettlement assistance to nonprofit organizations like the Catholic Church. Now, after refugees have arrived and been placed on the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, CARE, the government is attempting to pull the rug out from under the USCCB's program by halting funding, the suit adds. The filing goes on to insist that Trump does not have the authority to choke off aid that was approved by Congress. USCCB is just one of the many left-wing non-governmental groups hoping to safeguard their funding for sundry far-left causes. The USCCB, for instance, recently had to cancel its refugee services after finding $20 million payment promised by Biden administration temporarily paused by the Trump administration. Trump administration paused a long list of payments, many from the federal government's assistance arm at USAID. There is a 90-day review to determine what is waste and what is legitimate spending. Like all other agencies, this has placed the conference in a difficult situation. Conference does not have the funds to continue operations in the USCCB refugee service at the current levels. The USCCB stated, as such, we must inform our local Catholic charities and other subcontracting agencies that there will be a delay of payments until further notice. This will be a burden on them. The people that they serve, will result in their staff layoffs. The people in this country, the left, they want all religious aid to illegals ended, even in evangelical Christianity. So there is one of these, like Christ said, there'd come a time when there would be these perplexities. There would be no solutions, no answers, conundrums. What do you do when you have a herd of buffalo coming at you and you're on the edge of a cliff? Do you want to be stampeded, or do you want to jump and deal with the consequences? In these religious churches, there are more problems coming to these men who are pastors than you could even imagine. What do they do? Do you support immigrants, or don't you? Is it legal for them to be here or illegal? Conundrums, no answers. Our country has become lawless. Our country has become... we are off balance. There's another article, The End of the American Dream. There are 11 examples of how completely and utterly lawless our society has become. This was February 23rd. 2025. And I'm going to read these points. A nation in decay, a nation that can no longer, we've gone beyond the point of no return. The United States, it appears as if we're just in a new golden age. To some degree, we may be. But on the other hand, as a society, the culture has cannot be. There's no way to steer and turn the direction we have gone. This direction as a society, we cannot reverse it. It's too late. No reversal. When little children aren't corrected at a young age, then what you get children that live at home, are disrespectful to parents, that are on the street protesting, tearing down society. There's no law. There's no order. They do as they wish. They become, like the term bohemians, they become, another term is they become individuals that live in a society that don't actually live in the society. They live in the society, but they don't live by the rules of a society. They're like gypsies. Or they're like the people that show up every year at Burning Man in northern Nevada. They are completely destructive. There is no goal or purpose to their life other than to cause chaos. We as a culture are already there.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
As a society, it's over. We cannot recover. We cannot. There's no changing the people in this culture. We are doomed, literally doomed for the landfill of history. We are at the point, we've gone beyond the point of the decadence and the lawlessness of Rome as a culture. Things happen in this country and that people are unaware of. This article, there are these points that this individual makes. We haven't heard. Have you heard of the cargo theft? Thieves board these eastbound freight trains. They hide out until they reach lonely stretches of the Mojave Desert on a train or the high plains far from towns. They slash the air brake hose, causing the mile-long line of rail cars to screech to an emergency stop. Then these individuals go on, they go shopping. That's the way they operate, according to an investigator in this string of at least 10 heists targeting BNSF trains in California and Arizona since last March. Combined theft of about $2 million. And they catch these the individuals, they did catch 11, and 9 of the 11 were in the U.S. illegally. It's what they do in Mexico, but down in Mexico, they shoot them. You do this in Mexico or in other the countries in Central America or South America, these individuals that pull something off like this, they get shot. They die. But here, not so. At least 65,000 railroad cargo thefts in 2024. At least it's 40%, an increase of 40% from 2023. Industry estimates that the Association of American Railroads, this is their estimate. They're classified as burglaries because they don't involve direct confrontation. Believed to have cost the nation's largest rail companies more than $100 million. Then before we hit the end of this hour, in Brooklyn, at a McDonald's, if you're under 20, you cannot go in and buy a burger. It's so crime-ridden in Brooklyn that you have to have a ID to enter without a parent, or you have to have proper ID showing that you are legal. It's the first maybe for the fast food giant. Now, another thing, here in Colorado, last week, Thursday, I went after the program, grabbed a couple of tacos at Del Taco, at Del Camino. The next day on Friday, all 17 Del Taco restaurants are shut down in Colorado, may never open again. So if you're a Del Taco fan, sorry.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.